Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL, and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, let's quickly follow up on some news that was released last week on November 12th. It outlines, new discovery, we can say, or at least new gold and silver mineralization in the footwall at the San Marcial Silver Project. Now, how this target or how this even exploration came about is a little bit different because, from my understanding, the company was simply building a road to get access to some of the underground tunnels and underground workings. But as you were building the road and digging into the ground, you were noticing some mineralized rock. You started surface or channel sampling, even brought in a small drill rig to test this out. Please give us a little bit more color on how this all came together.
For sure. Thank you for having me again here. This whole mineralized area came out as part of this process because we completed the underground development, but we need a much wider road to have access for the planned drill rigs that we are going to move for underground drilling. And we brought the tractor and start excavating the road on the edge of the mountain, and a lot of silica-rich, sulfide-rich veins in stockworks and on rock that looks like more likely intrusive outcropped and became available for us to sample. And this is something that's new because we had only indications of some holes touching this zone at the foot wall of the 4301. Now we know that this zone can be wider and longer.
And some of the results that we saw from these channel samples and from this little rig that you put on the ground there was 3.8 meters of little over 2 kilograms silver, also 2.7 meters of almost 1.5 grams per ton gold, 2.5 meters of a little short of 1.5 grams per ton gold again. Give us a little bit more color on the work that you're going to undertake here to follow up on some of these results and how it could play into the overall resource moving this project forward.
I would like to refer to the figure one of the news release if the audience can take a look at that. But the importance of this is because the host rock, it's likely to be intrusive. And intrusive rocks can create tonnage and likely to help us to add more ounces in the next year when we decide to update the resource at San Marcial that we have today, 39 million ounces of silver. But all this is new, was before considered waste in the definition of the Whittle pit that would define the resources for the 43-101. And the next stage here is to bring potentially more drill rigs, which can drill deeper and intersect the whole area. So not only the veins, but the whole intrusive rock from one end to the other end, defining the geometry.
Okay, so really this is just kind of a new discovery in a sense that does require a lot of follow-up work, but just went hand-in-hand with what the company had to do anyway, which was get access to the underground tunnels for future drilling. Give us a broad update on what's happening with the current drill program. I understand the company is 4 rigs on site. A lot of our recent conversations has been more focused on the Plomosas project. What's happening with drilling currently?
You're right. Right now we have 4 drill rigs, 3 drilling on surface and 1 drilling underground. The underground drilling is at Plomosas. Why? Because probably a couple of weeks ago we released news about the discovery at the level 775, high-grade gold and silver and some polymetallic, different type of rock. So with the underground development, which is in place, we are able quick to bring the drill rig and we are drilling as we speak. The surface drilling is likely to be split between Plomosas mine area and San Juan. All the 3 rigs, we keep really moving them as we drill. So we have a lot of drilling going on and a lot of samples going to the lab. So the pipeline of news is going to be constant for the next couple of weeks and months, in our opinion.
Please remind everybody of the goals for the drill program, first and foremost, at Plomosas.
Yeah, at Plomosas, the surface drilling has as a main objective to continue to intersect the breccia close to the surface along the strike. When we bought the property, we knew only 400 meters. Today, we are close to 700 meters of strike length. At San Juan is the similar strategy. We have a lot of data from First Majestic and Grupo Mexico. Now we are trying to continue to define new veins. When you bought the property, San Juan was only 400 meters long as well, one vein. Today we have defined probably close to 6 veins in the area. What was originally 400 meters long is a system at San Juan that we believe can be close to 2 kilometers of strike length.
How about at San Marcial then, in terms of the exploration that's going to be ongoing there? Because we do need to balance out these two projects that are side by side, but both have a different stage exploration on them.
Yeah, at San Marcial, with this new discovery, this silica rich, sulfide rich stock working on a potential intrusive, we are now looking at all the geochemical data that we collect in the last 12 months. We believe there's a good evidence that there's a large arsenic anomaly that could be the area where this intrusive sits, doing some geophysics, but also some scout drilling to define the edges of this zone as well.
Now, in terms of cash in the bank to continue with these 4 rigs, maybe even bring on more rigs, what's the company sitting at?
We are close to $7 million and likely to be fully funded for the next 12 months or even a bit further. All the warrants and options are in the money. Actually, we have seen a lot of people exercising not only the 25 but the 40 cents warrants. So that's bringing more additional cash. So we are healthy as a matter of cash position.
All right. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. There's really not much more to cover here other than we need to understand that you are just waiting on a lot of core that is in the lab. You're continuing to drill. And the thing is, you can just continue to drill because you have so many targets, right? You're not so dependent on waiting to see what some of these results are. You're able to continue to go out and test these other targets while that core is still in the lab. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's right. We can continue to do shallow drilling to test some of the 14 targets in San Marcial that we believe can be potential areas for discoveries. But also we are going to start testing the 11 targets in Plomosas outside of the San Juan and Plomosas mine area. So, and in addition to that, it's important to mention that we still have probably close to 300 drill holes that we still need to validate at Plomosas, part of the extensive database that we received from First Majestic and Grupo Mexico when we bought the property.
Yeah, so that's even more drill results, albeit they are historic, but still never released to the market. So a lot of drill results to come for this company. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Marcio over at GR Silver Mining, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Marcio, thanks for your time today.
Thank you again, Corey.